You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
10 o'clock. Here we go. Live in the Southland. More specifically on the Travis and Sliwa
Show.
Live from the city of Anaheim. At the Pizza Hut dining location.
How much you got into that so far?
Trav, we have begun.
Yep.
Guaranteed one
Let's
pizza
go.
An hour today.
He's a man of his word.
Now, I never said what size.
No, you did not.
Personal.
That's okay.
The deep dish, or is this like the regular? It doesn't matter.
Looks yep. regular. That's not deep
that
dish.
That looks regular to me, but it looks pretty darn good.
It does look good.
It looks hot. It looks gooey. It's got crispy pepperoni. And you've got to eat three of those in the next 3 hours. I can't wait to watch it.
No, I
can you put half of it in your mouth?
Four?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing 9, 10, 11, 12, and 1?
So there's another one coming at 10:50.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Exactly. 9 pizza.
Okay. So we're going to take down 4 pizzas this size.
Yeah.
I think so. I believe.
All right, we'll do it.
We are live from the Pizza Hut in Anaheim, the dining location, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. This is West Anaheim, Slee.
Mm-hmm.
We're not far from Disneyland.
Yep.
And much like magic happens at Disneyland, magic is going to happen today because, as you see, you are looking live at that 75-inch Samsung UHD 4K television.
A little Mere Audio and Video.
Mere Audio Video in Westwood. Someone who comes to this location today to say hi to us and press the flesh will take home that TV. And if you can't take it home, we'll just steal it from you.
Yeah.
So come on out. We're here till 1 o'clock on this Madness Friday. What games have tipped off, boys?
We've got Northwestern playing somebody.
Thank you.
Northwestern Atlantic, I believe.
Yeah.
They're playing FAU. No idea what the score is.
Yeah. Well,
18-16, Florida Atlantic over Northwestern.
You've got your game coming up, what, Slee?
Got Jay Billis over here.
Half an hour? Is that when San Diego State starts? About a half
San Diego
hour
State,
10:45. Right
yep.
Baylor
45.
Is up 25-12 on Colgate.
I have Baylor going deep. I also have Kansas going
Love Colgate.
Deep. And I have Kentucky.
After Kentucky got clipped,
I had them
there was
deep.
No way that Kansas was going down.
No. BYU.
They were going to make sure
BYU
that
was my bracket. Call. That was a bad call.
It was a terrible call. But here we are. Kansas is through. There are a lot of people here already. Thank you to everybody that has come out. So you should make
absolutely.
Sure to come through here as well. I'm
got
looking
Angel
at my man
fans
Ernie
back
over
there.
Here
look
is eating pizza. My man Casey, who gave me the coolest T-shirt I've ever had before.
Oh, that was Casey.
Casey trifecta.
There are prizes like Chris is talking about the TV. There's all sorts of cool stuff. I'm seeing cold beer on a bunch of these tables. There are beer specials. There are pitcher specials. So this is the place to be on a Friday morning.
Yeah, you're driving around right now. Stop driving. Just come to 301 South Magnolia Avenue.
Yeah,
don't
or
stop.
Get here and then stop driving.
Yeah, as in like,
you're
don't
on the
go
freeway,
somewhere
just
else.
Stop. Don't go somewhere
it's
else.
It's over. That's
Absolutely.
It.
Come here, hang out with us, and 10:45, I'm off the show because I got to watch the Aztecs.
Not going to need you here today.
By the way, real quick here.
Yeah.
They did their pie eating contest yesterday.
Oh, Kona pie.
Yeah, Kona
delicious.
Pie.
At the Islands restaurant.
I was lifted
at the
after
Islands
that.
Restaurant. Oof.
It was. My chest was tight for an hour.
Yeah. I mean, and you watched it. You said you were watching it on social. I watched it on social. I mean, this was a must watch thing. Everybody stopped paying attention to Shohei for a quick second to watch the pie eating contest.
Well, Shohei had money on the
He had
eBay
he had
did.
Nice bet on
eBay had
money. Supposedly. I've never seen somebody cheat as much as Greg Bergman yesterday. I am so shocked. Man of his principle, a man that actually follows the rules. The way you cheated yesterday, did he use his hands?
No, he used his hands technically.
Okay, what'd he do?
Technically, no.
Oh, he was on his knees.
Base? No, I was on my knees, which was not a good play.
It's on video.
Why did
you
get
see
on
all
your
this.
Knees?
I thought we were supposed to get on our knees.
That was
why?
Your choice to get on
I don't
your
know
knees.
Why. It felt natural. Meanwhile, but Mason
right,
said no hands.
Right. Mason
hands
said no
behind
hands.
The back.
Well, no hands
so
makes
Mason
sense.
So Mason and I had our hands behind the back.
Yeah.
Corporate Greg.
Had a knife and a fork.
No. He was standing tucked over, like almost like a very over-exaggerated golf stance. Hands on thighs to give himself more power to get down on top
drive
of the pie.
The ground.
Yeah, you can't do
hands. Drive through the ground in a pie eating contest.
And I came in straight at it.
That's your fault.
And that gave a lot of whipped cream into my nostrils and my beard, which really hurt me.
You had a lot.
Came on
there.
Top of it.
That's the way to do it.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. I just went down and put my hands on my thighs.
That's
hands on thighs.
There was no. There was
hands
no
on
violation.
Thighs is the equivalent of $4.5 million.
The rules. The rules of the game were no hands. It didn't say where my hands had to be. You're just fine. Because you put yours behind your back. Yeah,
you're fine.
Thank
you. They decided to do it differently than you. As long as you didn't use your hands, you're
you had
fine.
More leverage.
Not one.
Your
not
win is 100% legitimate.
Exactly.
You had more
thank
thrust,
you, Travis. We've always been on the same page. I love that about
absolutely.
You.
Had more thrust. Absolutely. Absolutely. How much of that pizza you got down so far?
Half.
Half.
This could be a tough challenge, I'm realizing.
Yeah, that's
two well, in, I mean, and you're already
you got an
boring.
Hour to go before you have another one coming awesome. By, so you're all right.
Took we're going
to
need
I took him 8 minutes to
I'm
be like, I don't know about this.
I might need a Michelob Ultra DGSD on
go.
Tap.
Yeah. By the way, beer's on tap. Everything. Got everything here.
Yeah, this place is great.
You know what they don't need more of here? TVs. I've never seen more TVs in one place in my entire life. There's a TV everywhere you look. There's got to be 20 TVs in this place. It's an incredibly well set up place to watch college basketball, and they should come out and do that today. Florida Atlantic against Northwestern right now.
FAU, yeah.
Chris has Baylor going deep into the tournament, Slee.
I also have UAB, the 12 seed, taken out. You're
the Blazers?
You have them taken out?
Okay. Yeah, that's starting soon.
I already got in my own head. Earlier this morning, I started reading about UAB. I'm
why?
Like, all right, what's going on here with this team? They're supposedly
where
athletic.
They
got a lot of wings. They got guys that didn't make it somewhere else. Now they all have a chip on their shoulder. I'm like, I don't want to hear
that's
this.
That's
right
every
now.
College basketball team has
right.
from somebody else.
The
like,
same.
Show me the team that had five guys that were freshmen together. They're all seniors together. That team doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
That
where are they?
The relic from the 1990s.
12 seed.
No, the five UAB five. Alligators. What are they? The UAB.
The Blazers.
Blazers.
They got a
Blazers.
Dragon mascot that shoots fire out of his mouth. They're
that's
the Blazers.
See, that's kind of awesome, and now I'm rooting for them.
Well, look, we're all rooting for them for one very specific reason.
You guys are bad people.
No, we're good
we
people.
Are. That's the whole point.
We
that's
want what's point. Best for
no,
the
you
station.
You want San Diego State to win then, because the further SDSU goes, then we could kind of milk this thing a little bit further with me. If they lose today, then it's done. We don't have anything else left.
Okay. But you get to that's suffer fine. For 5 minutes, and that's what right. we'd like to see.
You can drop to your knees and say, no!
No, that ain't happening.
happening. That's why we need you to lose, because see, your reaction if they win will be, cool, they play again on Saturday. Or Sunday. Sunday, I guess it would be.
And then we don't
and if
see
they
that.
Lose, it'll be like, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but see, that's what's going to happen.
We need an outsized reaction out of you, Al.
We're going to be watching this game. It's going to be 2 seconds left, and UAB hits a three-pointer from 50 feet.
Yeah.
And you're
going
to go,
listen.
Too bad.
So your squad makes the tournament?
That sucks.
I don't want to hear anything from you.
They were there last year.
But see, you guys are faking this right now. I never hear either one of you ever mention this until the tournament starts.
UCLA?
Your investment level is zero.
Okay.
First off, you're 50%
you watch zero.
Right. You're 50% right.
I watch.
You and my dad are the only two people I know that actually watch college basketball during the regular season.
I watch UCLA basketball during the regular season. Nothing else. I don't need to watch any of this. I'm not going to watch
Colgate. No, the other stuff you're not supposed to watch.
No, it doesn't matter.
If you watch your school, that's enough.
Yeah.
Is so. It?
Yeah, that's enough.
And just because UCSB doesn't get there anymore.
They haven't been in a while. Yeah. No, so I think we might have gone. We went last year. Yeah. So
that's right. You're the terminal this year.
Gabe Vincent.
The Freeze, Eric MacArthur. We got a bunch of stuff going on right
Listen,
now.
If Gabe just starts playing, everything's going to come
it.
Together.
If he comes back,
Vando.
It's
Vando.
Oh, Vando. But what about Gabe, though? Not Gabe
fine.
Anymore?
That'll be fine.
If you're
Christian
only played
Wood.
Five games.
When
if you're
Christian Wood gets back.
On YouTube, pizza number one is
done.
Hey.
Crushed.
It is
gone.
The final.
8 minutes in. 8 minutes in, you got it.
Nice job.
There's my man, Jesse. He just rolled in. Jesse gave me a present yesterday, too. Got a little ice cube tray for the big ice cube.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, those are the best.
It's a good day yesterday. We had a bunch of stuff showing up. We had our man Chris show through.
Chris Ward? Yeah.
Chris Ward hooked the
lot
of
he's got the good
that
stuff.
That was a good day. Absolutely.
By the way,
oh, was Chris Ward with the box?
Yeah,
that guy.
Big
yeah.
E's going to come and puff us out.
Oh, yeah,
he's going to puff me out, I think.
Nice.
Get down
he's
here,
got
Big
good
E.
Stuff.
I believe that.
You let that dragon fly, you know what I'm saying, when you're with Big E.
Did you say earlier you weren't going to come, but then you came? Why did you come?
Because Travis seems to be more annoyed with live imaging these days. He's taking sort of the Mason and Iron. Whoa, look at this.
We got Ore.
There we go, Ore.
Let's go.
All right, give him a headset.
Ore
in the house.
What's up, Ore?
He's off of double dad duty into the building. I love it.
Makes it.
Put your
appearance.
Headset on.
What's going on, brother? What's going on,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, come on.
I'm the new delivery guy.
Where's Gael?
Delivery guy.
Do you bring Gael?
What's up, brother? Good to see you.
Brenda?
Gael is feeding right now. I left him in good hands with his mom.
Okay.
Thank God
the right hand.
Struggling to get
left him in the right hand.
I dropped off my other one at school, and you guys
now you're here to eat Pizza Hut and drink beer and watch.
I want to take one of these challenges, though. One of these little pizzas, though.
Chris is eating one every hour.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
Oh, it's gonna be fine. It feels good.
And Nate is here. Look at Nate. Hey, what's up?
Having
smile.
Four of them.
Nate is the one that I do not think is going to eat four pizzas in 4 hours.
No.
That's unlikely.
He has a workout plan. He,
no, it's not part of the program.
Nate's the only one that went to the register and said, what's the macros on this?
Parker?
He wants to know what each individual is.
Exactly.
Gluten-free?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll hook you up. So you started to say I'm annoyed by what?
Oh, he's annoyed by live imaging, I think, sometimes. Or he's just taking the Mason Ireland Mafia line on the Reddit page. Because he starts to get annoyed now. So now we're just going to stick it even harder.
So he came this morning for that.
Yeah. I was
that's basically the reason why.
But, I mean,
he
it's
came.
20 minutes down the road from my house, so might as well come on over.
Yeah, 25
Might as well.
Come on, Trav. It's going to be okay. We got Lakers basketball tonight. Lakers, Sixers.
Coverage
begins at 6 p.m. Are you going to do it from Pizza Hut? Are you going to stay here all
the time? We're just
going to
stay
here. Oh, yeah. You got to hop in and go. Are you going home and then back to crypto? Home.
Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off 6 o'clock.
Day.
Yeah,
tip off Lakers 6 or 7:30.
So Cap was a little jealous yesterday
because of Travis and I in the
Onion
Ring.
Yeah,
I didn't know we were so doing so much Chris content out of the gate. I wasn't ready for this.
Well, we just figure we'll throw it all in right
now.
Okay,
get it all in. So Trav and I shared an Onion Ring.
Yeah.
Then Cappy, and then Sedano called me a food slut. On
a
air.
What?
Yeah.
Called me a food slut.
Oh. That's
can
not
you hear me?
When in doubt, leave it out, Cody.
This is why I'm annoyed.
You learned from Jorge.
Well, what? Sedano said it. We said it multiple times.
Yeah.
You can say that. Yeah, you
it's
can say
not a violation of anything.
It's actually a good shirt.
The mic went up, the look.
Yeah, it's not.
I didn't drink my coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway, he was mad that I ate the onion ring with you, and then Cappy and I shared food, and we're fine.
Everything multiple times.
Green beans. Those green beans.
Oh, those are good.
Actually make for a good bit. You didn't see the video?
I did not see the green bean video.
Oh,
I saw the pie contest video, but I did not see the green bean video.
It was twice, though.
Was the green bean dipped in the ranch dressing or anything?
No, it was
or
the
was
fried just, green beans.
No, I understand, but they're with a little ranch dressing. That's
pretty good. We went dry. Because then you're going to get ranch everywhere.
Well, you already had frosting everywhere.
No, I know, but it wasn't great.
It's awesome, guys. Yeah.
Score update, anybody?
Three kids over there making it happen.
Slee's just
still
like
bringing it.
He's off.
I don't know what's going on.
He's just waving to the fans.
Look at this guy.
Oh my gosh, he's got the whole crew here.
You want an update? FAU up 2019 at halftime over Northwestern. Baylor up 33-23 over Colgate at 7:30 left in the first.
Thank you. Dodgers play at 3 a.m. in the morning?
No. They're done now.
Speaking of 3 a.m., they did try story number three.
Oh, what's story number three?
As to what it is. Story number three is their latest attempt to try to pretend that what's happening is not happening. We'll tell you what story number three is. It is coming up next. We're live at the Pizza Hut in Anaheim. We're watching basketball. There are beer specials, dollar off pints. We got beer specials on pitchers as well. Chris is eating a bunch of pizzas along the way. Come on out. Hang out with us all day long. We're going to be here until a little bit after 1 o'clock, so make it happen. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 10 a.m. Can you guys not hear the radio station in your ear?
We had a show going in the commercial break.
We are live from the Pizza Hut in Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Madness Friday is on. The Travis and Sliwa Show here on 710 ESPN. Come on out, press the flesh with us. You have a chance to win today if you come out and say hi.
Yep.
From our friends at Mirror Audio and Westwood, the 75-inch Samsung Crystal UHD 4K television.
Ooh, pretty nice TV.
Look at that thing.
That's big. Where would you put that in your place, Lee?
In the kitchen. I don't miss any action while I'm in the kitchen.
That's not going to be your bedroom or your bathroom TV? Just
literally
hanging above the mirror?
That thing would take up 35% of my place. 35 of my place.
That's bigger than my kitchen.
Be dedicated to the TV. Yeah.
That is a very, very large TV. Look, we got people lining up. They're putting their names in there to do it. The madness is on.
They were blowing away Colgate, the 3 over the 14 out of the West region. Not surprising. Northwestern, the 8-9 battle at half. Florida Atlantic with a 1-point lead, 2019. And don't forget, in about 25 minutes, number 5, San Diego State.
Yeah.
Number 12, UAB.
Yep.
Out of the East region, and yes, I took UAB for the upset special. And I hope, much like last year, when we watched producer Emily in agony at Yamava, when Virginia went down, and they went down hard, I can't wait to see you crying on your knees.
Here's going
to
be the difference.
And we will play Natalie Imbruglia torn.
Here's going to be the difference.
As UAB beats down those stinking Aztecs.
If that camera zooms in on me the way it zoomed in on Emily,
yes,
that camera will be at that, see a smoke shop across the street?
Yeah, I'm going there after the show.
I'm just going to throw it over that
I
way.
I need some new accoutrement.
Has anybody heard from her in Hawaii? Nothing.
She's in Hawaii.
She's
gone. Leave her alone.
But she's very rarely radio silent. Like, it's very rare where she
on
doesn't.
Vacation.
She's been tweeting. She doesn't send a picture or a story.
Yeah, she posted Insta stories.
She's been tweeting.
Also.
Okay.
Did she?
Okay.
Yeah.
She's been tweeting.
Yeah. Has she been tweeting?
She's much more likely to reach out to you.
I just look at my phone, like my text messages.
Well, while you guys got like Cappy and Lindsay, you and M got that same kind of thing?
No, I think she just will reach out to him much more than she'd reach out.
She sends me food stuff more than anything else. Like, she'll send me what she's eating and drinking, and she knows that that's kind of my thing.
She just sends you, hey, you suck today. Anyway, show tomorrow.
Yep. Does she send you that?
No, there's just radio silence. Like, what's odd for you now is actually
it's just
normal.
It's just Friday.
Another day of the office.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well,
every show has one of those, right? That's me in Ireland.
That's fine.
Very
that's
easily.
Fine. We
I just force myself. You're going to be friends with me, even if you hate me.
Whether
Trav
like
knows
it or
quite
not.
Well.
Whether you like it or
you
not.
Know, it's like a wave. Are you at the high point of the wave or are you at the low point of the wave? And the average is just kind of right there in the middle. That's how it goes.
You could actually bet on the wave if you're Shohei Ohtani.
Well,
there's a transition.
How dare you?
Yeah, I tried.
There's your transition.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Did you guys see version 3.0?
No.
So version 1.
That's why I'm excited to hear this.
Version 1 was... And look, it's all good. My friend has a gambling problem, and my very rich friend helped me cover the debt. He helped me transfer the money. We're all good.
Good version.
That's the first story.
That's version
1.0. That's the good version.
And then version 2.0 was he stole $4.5 million.
Massive theft.
Right?
Yep. Bad
Here's
version.
Version 3.0. This according to ESPN.com. After Wednesday's season opening game in South Korea, Dodger officials called a clubhouse meeting and told players a negative story was coming later in the day. A team official said, and Mizuhara, Ipe, apologized, saying he had a gambling addiction. Here it comes. It was then, the official said, that Ohtani understood for the first time what was happening and began asking questions. So the newest version is that because Ipe was translating everything in Korea for Ohtani, that he was able to kind of mold the narrative in a way that he went, that Ohtani didn't understand. It was only when Ipe went in front of the team to say, hey, I've got a problem, I'm getting it dealt with, that's when Ohtani went, say what? And then had the Dodgers and his people start to poke around, and that's when we came back with the theft story.
Is that believable?
Of course it's not believable. None of this has been. The only thing that was even moderately believable was.
This is the first story?
My friend has a gambling problem. I'm a very rich guy. I covered his debt, and we're going to try to get this squared away. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then they changed that in about a day, and now they're on there. There's something was lost in translation, and Ohtani heard it for the first time in a clubhouse meeting because something negative was coming out, and then he went to somebody else, a third party, and said, hey, I think my guy might be stealing from me. This is it's just lies.
So basically Gavin Lux is finding out at the same time that Shohei Ohtani is finding out.
The guy that's together at all times, walking around everywhere.
Only because Gavin Lux didn't have to go through a translator. The whole thing is just throwing you-know-what at the wall and seeing which one people react
something
to
I was
most.
I was listening to yesterday, which I think it's easy to brush off because we just don't have that much information. But if, let's say, Ipe becomes the guy that, hey, I'm the fall guy, that no matter what, I'm taking this for Shohei Ohtani, and that was either agreed upon or whatever the case is, when you say somebody stole from you, the massive theft, allegations, like, I don't know if people understand what the allegation is towards Ipe. So even if Ipe is trying to, I'm going to take, hypothetically, right? This is my problem, or I'm going to do whatever I can to help Shohei Ohtani. Somebody accusing you of $4.5 million of theft. You know how much jail time you're going to end up doing? You know, like I think we're just we're quietly brushing over. It's one thing for him to say, I have a gambling problem. My friend helped me out with my gambling issue. That's one story.
If they'd stuck with
the
that,
story
that
they're
works.
Alleging now, Ipe goes to jail for $4.5 million. That's a you can't in a crime that is a federal crime.
That the
or whatever,
FBI is investigating.
That the FBI is your man is going to jail for 10-15 years.
Maybe.
Right?
Like, maybe.
Is it possible? Is it even remotely possible that Shohei knew he had a gambling problem, Ipe had a gambling problem, and that he knew it was a little bit, maybe like $500,000 here at one time, $500,000 there another time, over a two-year span,
yep.
But he didn't realize that it had somehow had gotten ballooned up to 4.5 and that he was...
No.
He was helping
no.
him in a certain area,
no.
but then he took extra. Is no. it possible?
No. I don't think so either,
but I just
possible.
Want to know.
I don't believe it's possible. Jeff Passan said something on Stephen A.'s show this morning that I think bears repeating. Take all of the this story, that story out of it, right? That, oh, it could be this, it could be that. Did you know? $4.5 million of Shohei Ohtani's dollars. $4.5 million of Shohei Ohtani's dollars were given to a bookie. That's what we know for sure. That's a great way of simplifying it. That's what we know for sure. That who sent it? Why they sent it, on whose behalf it was sent to.
Who bet, who didn't bet.
We're not entirely sure on any of that for sure.
But what we know
is $4.5 million of Ohtani's dollars were sent through a third party to cover a gambling debt. That's all we know for sure.
You know what else you haven't said?
That's insane.
The FBI is involved.
Mm-hmm. I did say that.
Did you?
I did.
Because Lee didn't. The FBI is involved.
I know you don't listen to me, but I would think it would like kind of penetrate your eardrum at some point that you would hear what I just said. You're standing right next to me.
I didn't. The FBI is involved.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty serious, which means that there's going to be more and more investigating going on. Now, the interesting wrinkle is neither are technically U.S. citizens, correct?
Ipe is.
Is he?
Ipe was born here.
Oh.
Yeah. So he wasn't,
no, he wasn't born,
not born here. He lived
born
here,
here, but
yeah.
he grew up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a citizen, though?
Yeah. I believe he is.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that is a little interesting wrinkle if this starts to get more serious.
But if you commit a crime in this country, whether you're a citizen or not, they're going to prosecute
you. But
you
could also just disappear, potentially.
Potentially. I have a feeling they're probably keeping a pretty close eye on that guy.
They might, but there could be a negotiation. Listen, I believe in the conspiracy stuff.
The negotiation, to your point, Al, about somebody could go to jail, is he could rat up.
Yes.
Right? So this is like how you roll up mobs. Mm-hmm. You don't catch the guy that's doing gambling cards. You get him to flip him on his capo, who flips on the boss, who flips on the head of the family.
And
right?
Who does that start with? Doesn't that also start with the bookie who's saying, hey, for me to get an opportunity to get less time and less,
yes.
tell me what you need. I'll tell you whatever you need to know.
Right? What's the thing? The first person to talk gets the best deal.
And guess what? If he has a text message or a correspondence with Shohei, that's what he's going
to do. Dude, the guy that's running the book, this Bowers guy, was allegedly putting Ohtani's name on the street as an indicator that, hey, it's cool to gamble with me. I'm a legit guy. It's safe. Even Ohtani or Ohtani's guy is in on this.
Shohei was doing live reads on radio for
him. I mean, that's probably the only thing missing, right? It's just like, hey, look, if you're looking to get down, call my guy Boyers. It's cool. I'm Ohtani's guy.
I take Sliwa's action on the street.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what you just said, too, about the FBI, ultimately, at the end of the day, if Major League Baseball...
I said it about the FBI.
And then
first,
I countersaid it.
Just for the record.
Man,
it was Chris. Chris was
today.
One.
No, I'm not. You should listen to what I'm saying. You stand there. You're looking over there.
Looking great.
Let me just finish this. When Chris sparked the idea about the FBI, I think at the end of the day, even if Major League Baseball doesn't want to do an investigation, or they're going
to
be like, hey, this is bad for business, can we just let this thing go away? Okay. If the Dodgers want to say, we just want this thing to go, everyone can do that. We're going to get, because the FBI is involved, because if you go to every national news outlet that's out there, they're also writing stories about it. We're going to get the info.
You know what's funny? Talking about the because they were in the air basically all day yesterday.
LA Times, by the way, all of LA Times yesterday was just Shohei.
Yesterday. Today, not nearly as much. They had a day to kind of circle the wagons. They had a day to get everybody, at least attempt to get everybody on the same page. They're going to start playing spring training. They got the freeway series coming up.
Yeah.
They play a game against the Cardinals in 6 days that's a real game. Guys got promotional events. I know Mookie's got something at a chicken sandwich place that he's got to show up to. they had a little bit of time where not a ton of new news broke other than something that Ipe was translating it wrong and Ohtani didn't find out until the clubhouse thing.
Lux told them.
They've got a little bit of time to try to figure out what they're going to sell next. I'm curious how it's going to come out because that's the story until they play, and then it changes again. I'll tell you how it changes from there. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
10:32 on a Friday. Look at that. Look at Cody throwing in a little Keith Sweat. Our great listener Mark just came up to take a picture with us. He said, don't dump truck me, Morales.
But if
Keith Sweat was playing, you know what I'm going to do?
No, don't do it.
I'm going to dump truck.
Grind him.
Slee, did you see how quick I went in my three-point stance to try to get ready?
You can go four-point. I'm still going to get you.
Well, you did four-point yesterday for the pie-eating contest.
Well, I got on my knees.
Yeah.
I guess that is
And that made me at the ankle. I was coming right into the pie.
Yep.
That didn't work. You had to come on top of the pie like Greg and Mace did.
No, but Greg cheated.
Well, he had his hands on his thigh.
Can't have
that is not cheating.
Can't have
that is very much in the rules.
We are live from the Pizza Hut in Anaheim, the Pizza Hut dine-in location for a Madness Friday. Come on out. Let's come see Travis Lee and Corporate Greg and all the fun and frivolity.
Jorge.
Place is packed. Producer Jorge's
Jorge
here
in the house.
301 South Magnolia Avenue in the city of Anaheim. By the way, our friends at Mir Audio in Westwood, Mir Audio Video in Westwood, they have donated a 75-inch Samsung Crystal UHD television, 4K. We're giving that away to somebody in attendance here right at the end of the show. Imagine that. This place ain't that big, so you got pretty good odds to go home with that TV.
Well, here's a great thing, too, is travel, drive it wherever you need to get driven.
See it?
Yep.
Right there.
Got your truck right there.
Yeah, you
right
got the Rotolo Chevrolet.
So you might as well just throw it in
country,
there.
Chris.
Silverado.
High
Follow
country.
Whoever
country.
It is. Yeah. Take them to their house
it's
and then install it.
Air-conditioned seats.
Can you imagine
that.
Can you imagine you and I trying to install this thing?
No, not a chance. But let me focus on something. Imagine it's August.
Yep.
It's hot.
Yep. Yeah.
You get in that car. Maybe you're
post-golf.
You went for a hike. Post-golf.
A little warm in the shorts.
Chris knows.
A little warm in the shorts.
It's a little, you flip on that switch and there's this cool breeze.
Oh,
it's,
like a summer breeze, Lee.
And it's just, it's a kiss of an angel is what it is.
Kiss,
never
I like
seen
that.
Anybody take off his shorts when he drives.
Well, I mean,
just
I don't do
feel that
but
breeze.
It's,
what goes through your head?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a little bit odd for you.
Yeah, now, a few months ago when we were leaving Genesis that day, and it was raining, and we were drenched, like water was dripping off
right.
of us.
Yep.
Trav did pose. What if we just drove back to Orange County in our underwear? I said, I'm game. Let's do it.
Which is a much better idea than the soaking clothes.
Well, we went soaking clothes anyway. Yeah. It was
for the best.
Day. It was for the best.
Would have been a lot of just skin.
Look, that was we didn't have the high country that day. We had the other car. It was a little tight quarters for skivvies, a three-hour skivvy drive.
Now, here's the thing. Tomorrow is the Pickleball Madness Tournament in Found Valley. There's a lot of chatter right now about the forecast and what the forecast looks like, Slee.
Yeah.
There is a chance of rain. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Things usually go in our favor.
They do.
So what we're going to do is we're going to say maybe luck is on our side. And we are going to go on with the Pickleball Madness Tournament. Now, if you show up and it's pouring rain, guess what? We're going to do some bits on social. We're probably still going to drink some Michelob Ultras and eat pizza.
Yeah, I'm good for
and
that.
Islands Hoffie. And
yeah,
Hoffie and use the Cut app. So, guess what? We're going to do our best tomorrow to make our first signature event happen.
If
it ends up being a monsoon like in Caddyshack.
Bishop Pickering?
Yeah, exactly. Then we're probably not going to
best round of my life.
So
the good Lord would never rain on our pickleball
A lot
tournament.
Of people are asking what our statement is. Our statement is rain or shine unless the rain's too hard. So join us tomorrow at the Agape Pickleball Center in Found Valley. Thanks
Travis
to our friends at Subaru. Subaru, it's what... What? Go ahead.
No, I was going to let you finish.
Love, it's what makes Subaru a Subaru. And now the love is electric.
You know who you were sounding a little bit like with the show must go on unless it rains too hard? That's a little Dave Roberts permanent for now. that when he was asked about Mookie, it's permanent for now. That's rained too hard.
He's a politician.
It's too much.
How else has he kept his job despite choking in the playoffs constantly?
Wow. That's wrong, but he shouldn't have the job. But
he shouldn't have the job.
He should not have the job for reasons that are not that him choking in the playoffs. Oh. He should not have the job because it's just time to try something different.
Well, that's true.
That's why.
That's how we ended up with Slee on the air. Yeah, we just said, you know what, we got to try this.
Try something different. I saw somebody coming by with pizzas. When are you? You've got to be close, Chris.
Come by with what?
With more pizzas. I thought I saw...
I saw brownie bites.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that
good.
Was?
Okay. Those are really good. My daughter loves them.
Well, he's got time. He's got another 25 minutes or so.
I thought you said 10:50.
It's 10:36.
No, it's 14 minutes. You should start clearing the area.
By the way, this gentleman who was at Islands yesterday, he brought you the shirt. Casey is his name?
He did. Casey.
I like Casey. But here's the thing. Casey comes up, and every time yesterday, and obviously I was there all day, fortunately, it's like he wants to say hello, but he wants to insult you first. Hey, Corporate Greg, really hated you on the air at first, but, you know, you've grown on me. Came up to Sinano. Hey, Sinano, really thought the show sucked with Kaplan for like 6 months, but I held in there. Like, he insults you. Then he makes it about him being a fan and like, hey, you owe me. I really I held in for you.
It's good work.
Yeah, but I respect that.
I got your back, Casey.
You're good. I don't like you.
You're good.
Okay. I actually respect that. I respect it, though, because most people will just say it on the internet and not say it to your face.
Well, I tried to drill him. He says he's not part of the Mason Ireland Reddit page. I don't believe it.
He's got a little Reddit in him.
He's got Reddit in him.
There's a little bit of that, but at least he came up and said it.
Hey, Slee, just really never thought you had it in you to be a host, but you've grown on me. I was like, all right.
This is where our Morales lies. This is where he is. It always leads back to
that. Well, KC said it, not me.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
I'm your biggest fan.
He's 4 days in a row. He's coming with me, staying in Pasadena, and we're going to the Laker game on Sunday.
And pickleball tomorrow?
Indiana.
Yeah.
Unless it rains too hard.
No, bring your umbrellas tomorrow, just in case. But again.
A slicker?
Slicker? I like to think that 7:10, we got a little bit of magic and luck. So maybe tomorrow
I got faith.
The clouds will hold up.
We're going to make it happen.
And we will have pickleball action. Meanwhile, look at Northwestern roaring back after that one-point differential, 33-27 in the East region. Plus, we are only about, 8 minutes away from UAB San Diego State.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they playing, Slee? Spokane?
Spokane, Washington.
Home of the Zags?
Yeah. Played them earlier this year there.
Did they win?
They did.
Who won?
San Diego State.
Oh.
Well, they went to the
Gonzaga's not very good this year.
The championship game.
They're not as good as they were.
No. Earlier this year,
season.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant last year's bracket.
No.
Yeah. You got busted brackets.
Yeah, they got Gonzaga. We'll see.
Is your bracket still alive? You were banging over Cappy's head yesterday.
And then I threw it. I don't know. I think they brought it.
I saw it. It's here. It's somewhere.
Well, I had Kentucky going deep.
Have you ever seen John Calipari coach a game before?
Right.
Listen, don't make this about Coach Cal.
Why not?
He's lost it.
He's a bum. He's a gutless bum. He's got to go. This is an outrage. No. He's a gutless bum.
No. He's a beautiful Italian man.
What are we doing here?
Beautiful Italian man.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
I love that he started to wear suits. We need to bring suits back.
Why?
Not these sweatsuits that everybody looks the same in.
Who cares?
Explain to me the difference between Roberts and Calipari.
Really? We're going to do this?
Yeah.
Has Kentucky had the best team in the country and lost the first night of the tournament?
Yes.
When?
Twice in the last 3 years.
The best team. The number one seed?
They've had more NBA players out of that program.
Have they had the number one seed?
Chris, you don't even know who had the number one seed. Nobody does. It's an impossible sport.
It's Purdue this year.
No, that's not true. It's actually Houston. It's UConn this year.
It's UConn's
overall number one. Yeah,
that's my point. He has this factory pumping NBA guys.
Give me a Coach Cal bobblehead, I'll break it. Whatever.
Well, I just, you know, I'm a bear for consistency.
Oh, you are a bear.
One national championship.
Just one national championship in 2012.
Just like Dave.
With Kentucky.
Yeah.
Did he win with somebody else?
No.
No? He got close, though, didn't he?
He's gotten close. He's gotten close
a
bunch of times? Dave Roberts.
It's okay. Let that one go. It happens, man.
They're the same. They're the same dude.
Win some,
Chris. We got to be honest about it.
One is coaching amateurs.
Oh,
and
stop.
The other is coaching professionals.
I was getting food from the cafeteria when he was in Kentucky.
Listen, if Shohei can say he's not gambling on games, I can tell you the difference between Coach Cal and Coach Dave Roberts.
All right,
the skipper. Oh, nice guy, Dave. Man, at least here's why I like Coach Cal. He's not a nice guy.
Oh, he actually is a good guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
How many recruiting scandals has he had from every school?
College, that's just college basketball. If you're not doing it like that, you're not doing it well. There's a reason every good player goes to his program.
The 30 for 30 Coach Cal is great, though.
I don't think I've seen that one.
He has players over his house every Friday night. His wife's making spaghetti. He's like, hey, Paisan, here we go. It's beautiful.
He is one of the most charming people I've ever met
under
in my life.
The table at dinner.
Six grand?
Now, please.
Come
this
on,
was like,
buddy.
We were talking about like the guy 12th on the bench. Yeah. 12th on the bench.
Does Dave Roberts have everybody over for dinner?
The guy 12th on the bench is going to go play in the NBA for 10 years.
That's true.
You think Shohei comes
Devin
over to,
Booker didn't start, I think, right?
Right.
You think Shohei and the interpreter come over and play cards with Dave? The house? You know, just put a little money on it?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do play there.
All right. Go ahead, Trav.
No, I just, you guys are good at having a nice show over there.
Happy birthday, Clinton Yates, the big CY.
Happy birthday, CY.
Okay.
Tomorrow, him and Greg, the
Burger
CY. The Burger CY.
The Burger CY.
Yeah, I like to say both, though, because we call him the big CY. So the Berg CY, that's a good bit. Then the Burger CY is a good bit. Two good bits. That's a good team name.
It's a double bit.
It's a double bit. I like it. By the way, it's not a bit. I'm Chris Morales.
That we landed on that is very, very good. We got to the right spot at the right time. Do we want to do 30 seconds of Yamamoto? Why is everybody looking at me like that?
No, Slee's trying to figure out whether he wants to do 30 seconds.
Do it now or you want to do it 11?
Man, this show misses Emily.
Nah. It really does. I mean, it really does.
I miss Emily, but we're all right.
Oh, we're doing fine. By the way, it's a Friday.
She does
it's
a great
Friday.
Show.
It's a feel-good Friday.
It's a very heavily produced show that
it's
I don't
live
do.
Live imaging Friday.
It's not really live imaging. It's just
sure it is.
We're going to start for now because you don't like it. I'm just here now.
It's fine.
The Travis and Sliwa and Chris show is on the air.
It's mostly Chris and Sliwa.
I haven't got that much for it. I didn't get that much in.
Well, that's fine.
Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
What is going on, guys?
Yamamoto.
What about him?
I think he's going to be fine.
So, here's the thing. Here's the thing with him. He was a disaster in the opening day. He didn't pitch very well in spring training. That doesn't matter so much. Here's the list of priorities that need to happen starting in 6 days when they play the Cardinals. They should probably win some games. And whether Yamamoto pitches them or not, it doesn't matter. Because the more games that they win, the more that we can talk about, hey, Ohtani had three hits. Ohtani hit his first home run. Ohtani stole two bases. Ohtani's this, that, and the next thing. Hey, Mookie's off to a red-hot start. The less we're talking about, Shohei and Ipe were definitely doing that together, right? That the baseball going in the right direction will make the temperature of all that other stuff cool down until the next guy gets arrested, until the next
guy
gets
unbelievable?
Exposed.
That scenario out, that's the conversation of the start of Shohei's time with the Dodgers. And Yamamoto, obviously, it's nothing to do with anything, but just the mere fact that that's the beginning conversation, that you need the Dodgers to win to quiet down some of the noise with Shohei rather than you need the Dodgers to win because they're a team that just spent $1.3 billion in the offseason.
And Shohei.
And I'm just saying that the fact that that's our conversation right now, a week ago, 2 days ago, you'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? Today we're still saying, what the hell are you talking about? Just the fact that that's the conversation.
The pressure on them to win because of everything they did in the offseason was at a 9 out of 10, mm-hmm. right? You get Glasnow, you get Teoscar Hernandez, you get Yamamoto and Ohtani, you get all these guys, right? Paxton, they spend a literal $1 billion to go buy these guys.
Yep.
The pressure's already as close to maxed out as it could be. It actually got worse now because of what happened. And the pressure got turned up even more because now – Yamamoto's struggling. Now he's got a little bit more pressure on him. Now, every time Ohtani has a bad night, it's, I wonder if Ipe told him again. I wonder if something else happened. I wonder if the cops questioned him or whatever nonsense.
Well, if they're not playing well, I think that's a good point. The chatter is now going to be, Mookie is going to start getting questions about, hey, did you guys get off to a slow start because of the distraction? Hey, what's it like right now playing? What's Shohei's mood? What's this? What's that? That's going to be a conversation moving forward.
Yeah, and Mookie's going to be at a Red Chicks somewhere where he's actually going to be working at a Red Chicks. Everybody's going to go in there and they're going to be inundating him with questions. So,
but he doesn't have to deal with that. He can bat that aside.
Oh, it's Raising Cane's.
It's the constant, endless, why did you guys lose tonight? Does it have anything to do with Ipe? Mm-hmm. Why is Yamamoto struggling? Does it have anything to do with Ipe? Why did Dave make that pitching change in the seventh inning? Did it have anything to do with Ipe? That even stuff that has nothing to do with this will be blamed on this because that's what we do.
What happens if Shohei goes 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts in the first game?
Maybe he checked his bank statement again. Yep. Maybe he saw another $500,000 missing that got sent to a bookie.
No, then it's on his mind.
Like
that's the question then becomes, he must be distracted because of everything else.
And then we can make it a distraction even if it wasn't one to begin with.
What if he goes
continually to hammer away at it? it.
What if he goes 4-for-4 with two home runs and two doubles?
Then he's the most disciplined guy in the world, and he can compartmentalize. Right.
Yes.
Right? Exactly. That's how that'll go. Yeah. Ask Slee from Pizza Hut in Anaheim is coming up. We should see if we can get a little in-person Ask Slee. And, of course, you can send him to me at Travis Rogers. You can send him to Chris. You can send him to Berg. You can call us, 877-710-ESPN. It is a beautiful day. There's basketball on TV. There's pizzas being served at the Pizza Hut in Anaheim. Come on out and hang out with us. We're here till just a little bit after 1 o'clock. You got a chance to win a 75-inch Crystal UHD TV from Mirror Audio and Video. We got a lot going on today. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. The break news from Pizza Hut here, introducing 30% off menu price medium and large pizzas for a limited time only. All your favorite Pizza Hut pizzas are all 30% off. Just find the deals page on the Pizza Hut app or at pizzahut.com and order now. By the way, if you're in and around Anaheim, come hang out with us. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock, about 1:15 or so. And just a quick reminder here, too, the 30% off menu price, medium and large pizzas, not valid on limited time pizza offers or with any other discounts.
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow is the Pickleball Madness Tournament at the Agape Pickleball Center in Found Valley. Special thanks to our friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change, your neighborhood home. To get an oil change, Slee, I know you're going to go. I might go today, too. I need an oil change. Join us tomorrow. The fun starts at 10 a.m. Come out and see Trav and Slee as a TMC Corporate Greg and producer Corporate Greg and Clinton Yates. And sign the biggest birthday card in the world for Steve Mason. That's tomorrow, our first signature event. Pizza Hut will be out there, too. All our friends. The Agape Pickleball Center in Found Valley. We'll see you tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. in Found Valley. In front of 11 a.m., we are live from the Pizza Hut for a Madness Friday.
Go.
The Travis and Slee Show, 301 South Magnolia Avenue in the city of Anaheim. Come on out, press the flesh. You could just go home with a 75-inch television. Ask Slee in just a moment. But it is time for the 10 a.m. pizza.
Let's go.
I did the 9 a.m. right at 10.
Yep.
Here we go. I'm going to eat one of these personal pan pizzas.
Same thing, or what do we have there?
This is cheese.
Okay, a little cheese. There we go.
One every hour is the bit. And here we go. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, hot, but
delicious.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful.
It is time for Ask Slee. Take it away, Trav.
All right, Slee, let's go to our man Jason, who's in the Trav and Slee All-Star community, which you all should join. It says, if Trav got $4.5 million in deep with you, would you start a GoFundMe to help your boy? Would you bail me out to the tune of $4.5 million?
Love you, brother. You're a good guy. You're a good guy. We've had a great career so far working together.
Yeah.
Listen, man, sometimes you got to just kind of face whatever crimes that you made. And
you dug the hole, buddy. You got to fill it in.
Yeah, and even if I did a GoFundMe.
Yeah, do the GoFundMe. Okay, let's try.
But even if I do the GoFundMe, are we getting more than $1,000?
Well, I hope so.
Are we getting more than
hey, come on. You got a whole community behind you.
I'm gonna
I understand that. They also have their own expenses.
It's really
hot
over
trying
there.
to get his gambling debt.
I'm going to change this a little bit to you. Okay. I come to you tomorrow at Pickleball. Say, hey, Slee.
Yep.
Something's come up.
Okay.
You loan me $100. Do you give it to me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I have a number I'd go up to. Next week
comes back and says, I know I owe you $100 and I'm going to get it to you as quick as I can, but I'm having this thing going on with my bank right now. Can you float me a grand?
Now you're up to $1,100.
Okay,
that's good math.
So I think that's going to be my limit. You can't come back to me after that.
But you would give me the $1,000?
I would give you $1,000.
Now I owe you $1,100. Yeah. I come back to you a month later and say, I know I haven't been able to get to it. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Going through this thing, I promise I'm going to get to you. Can you hit me with another grand?
Can't do that.
$2,100. Yeah.
What I'm basically going to tell you is pay back some of what you did so that I know that
Are you charging me interest?
No. I'm not going to charge
There's
you.
No VIG?
It's a flat fee.
I think I'm with you. Think it's one of those. If you can me say, Trav, can you give me? I need some money.
Because it's you.
Of course.
I know that going to.
And these two men, their relationship is far different than yours and mine. Mm-hmm. Yours and mine, we do have a personal relationship, but the vast majority, we show up to work every day. These guys spend 20 hours together. That's what I was going for. And it's more of a personal than a professional relationship, and that he's bleeding him for $4.5 million, allegedly. Come on, man.
Real fast before I get to Luis from Valencia. You say that a lot. Travis, you say personal relationship.
Yeah.
You say, I have a personal relationship with you. I have a personal relationship with you.
Yeah.
Are we not friends? Is there a difference between friend and personal relationship? I'm just trying to see the line.
Yes.
I think there is a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
Friends is I see socially a lot.
Okay.
Right? You and I don't see each other socially very often.
You live very far away from me.
That's what I'm saying. It's not because we're not friends, but we don't hang out.
He doesn't like you.
I know. My relationship, personal, I care about you. I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. I want your life to turn out
but it's
well.
Different.
All of those things.
Yeah.
But we don't get together every Saturday and go play golf or go have beers and go do that. There's a difference between those two things.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I just need to see where that line was. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So Luis from Valencia says, would you rather watch Travis Rogers eat lunch in public with Rookie every day for a week?
Rookie. That guy's not going to get any attention.
Or watch him clean Cody Lou's Chuck the Python's cage every day for a week.
Oh, come on, Slee. You know the answer.
Do you have to clean a snake cage daily? Is that a thing you have to do?
It's real messy How up often? In there, Travis. Every day.
How often do you clean it?
About an hour.
Every day?
Every day. That's a lot. There's a lot of here, shedding bro. Of the skin. You know how it'd be. Travis, you'd love it.
Yeah, you got to take that thing to the zoo.
So which one? Every day for a week.
Come on,
in public.
It's easy one. It's easy. I'd rather see him clean out the Cody's python.
Chuck.
Whatever you
Chuck
want to call it.
Chuck the python?
How big is Chuck?
About 22 inches.
Chuck is... Okay.
22 inches.
All right. I thought it was going to be a lot. I thought it was going to be a lot
bigger.
Give
me, like, is Chuck as thick as the handle of a baseball bat?
About the size of Aaron Donald's arms. Wrap it around you.
that'd be like a couple of tennis ball cans. Yeah. That's the weirdest looking snake I've ever seen in my life.
This big and short. Wider than it is long.
Like a stack of hockey pucks. Come on, man.
Part of the reason why, too, is because I actually like Rookie. He doesn't. I don't think he likes Rookie. So I don't want Rookie hanging out with him because he's not going to want to hang out with him.
This is an unfair characterization. It's not that I don't like Rookie. I just don't care.
Well, bad guy.
That's not that much different.
No. Like dislike means I'm. It's like if it's there, it's fine. If it's not, it's fine. It's like whatever. It's just there.
We'll have him clean the python. Have him clean the python. Leave Rookie out of this.
Code, you got one.
Rich A over on Twitter asks if SDSU loses today, are you skipping pickleball match? Or I guess pickleball madness. I think.
No. You got to show up tomorrow. We got our job to do. So I'll still be there.
They lose on a buzzer
beater. Can we get San Diego State? I'm not expecting San Diego State to – I think this is the only game they win. I don't think they beat Auburn, and I don't think they beat Connecticut, obviously. Sweet 16, I don't think that happens. I'm just trying to get them to get one win. If they got to the Sweet 16, it's a great year. So, no, I will still be at the pickleball tomorrow. If it rains and pours, then I'll talk to Travis and we'll figure out if we're going to be there tomorrow or not.
By the way, San Diego State and UAB are tied at
11. Tied at 11.
You know that every one of these games is – coin flip, right?
Oh, in a one game like this?
That's what I'm saying.
And they don't know each other,
Oakland
and you have
Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Sanford
should
have beat Kansas, right?
San Diego State's run last year, every game they were winning by one or two. They could have easily lost any of those games.
One more to go. Jason Torres writes, when you write in a note in a card,
Okay. Do
you print or do you use cursive?
Oh, print. Yeah, I haven't done cursive in so long.
I don't think I could do.
I was going to say, I honestly, I don't know if I can. If you told me right, I don't know if I can. I print. If I'm writing anything, everything's going to be printed.
Yeah,
you do cursive?
No, cursive, it would take me too long just to remember how to do the letters.
Yeah,
like, no. My name.
What was up with that Q in cursive? It looked like the number 2. I always hated that.
And
the T looked
Z's?
Weird.
The Z's were
Z
weird.
Looked like a J.
Yeah, I'd literally have to
I don't
go
even
back
remember how to do it
out.
Now. It's like, you know.
Big loopy.
Yeah, there's a lot of loops.
Along the way.
They don't even teach it in school anymore, you know that.
I know.
My daughter Riley does not know how to do cursive.
Type everything. When's the last time?
I mean, there's no need.
There's no need.
No, they
What's
don't
the
do
point?
It. It's gone.
Who writes anything?
They're going to get rid of math next.
I mean.
They're just like, we're done. We're done.
They're going to get rid of us next because the AI is coming and we're going to be completely.
Oh, the AI is here.
Just get it over with. Can you give me a date so I can go spend all my money before so I'm just done? And
I can.
That last dollar is going to my very last beer and then take me away, AI. That's what we're doing. Yamamoto was bad. No deal, some deal, big deal. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.